Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don,
giving them all on,
dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Sometimes you wake up and you're not feeling your best. The reason I'm talking about this today is because today is one of those days for me. You know, you can stay positive, and I'm a very, very positive person. Now, I'm turning it around as I speak to you because I've learned a trick in my life. I've learned a self-motivating tool that I use, and I'm going to share it with you today. So if you wake up and you're not quite feeling yourself that day, as is the case with me today, if you wake up and you just, you know the old saying, you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, that type of thing, you're having one of those days, here's what I do. Here's what I've already began to do to turn the ship around for me. Whenever I'm having one of those moments where I'm not on point, don't feel or something seems a little off center, I immediately, and I'm not kidding you. I'm in the process of doing it right now. I immediately start thinking of all the little things that I have that I can be grateful for. And I start with the fact that the reason I had to get up this morning. See, the reason I had to get up this morning was because of, you know, the work I do, the job I have. Now, you may not have a job that you're in love with like I'm in love with mine, but let me ask you this right here. Suppose you didn't have that job. Oh, man, how would today be? Well, you could sleep in a little bit longer, but when you woke up, man, you'd have to be faced with the cold realization that, hey, man, I ain't working. Man, I ain't making it happen for me and mine. I'm not getting it done. And so, with that in mind, I immediately start showing some gratitude for waking up and, man, just having work to go do. And then I start telling myself that, man, he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning. That I'm up. I'm actually able. That I'm here again. That he ain't through with me yet. That there's really still things for me to do. Man, okay, cool. I'm on point with that. And then I just start going over the little things. Man, my coffee machine wasn't working this morning. I said, man, I've been fiddling with that coffee machine trying to get it to work, you know. Couldn't get it to work. I call somebody, you know, I'll get some coffee. It's okay. It ain't the end of the world. You know, and I start thinking about, man, that I have a place that I can go to once a year. That's beautiful. You know, I start thinking about you know, man, look, I got a place that I lay my head that's mine. I mean, you know, as my father-in-law once told me, when somebody came to see about him in his house, was inside his house talking to him crazy, the police. He said, listen to me. He said, this is my house. He said, as meager as it may be, this is my house. And I'm the king of this castle right here. However meager it may be, this is mine. And, you know, when you start looking at stuff in terms like that, man, I mean, for me, it's just a trick I use. I start feeling better. I start looking around, man. I start thinking about, man, I got something to wear today. You know, I start looking at little stuff. Man, I'm going to have some eggs later on today. I start looking at other stuff. Somebody's hungry today. See, somebody don't really have an option of knowing what they're going to have today. I actually have a refrigerator with an option in it. You know, I start looking at the little things, man, that God has done for me, the little things that's in my life, and I start picking myself up, man. I start feeling a whole lot better about myself. And see, the more I start telling it to you right now, the better I'm starting to feel. Because, man, as you could, you know, I mean, listen to my voice. My energy is picking up. My pace is picking up. Because now I didn't hit my rhythm. I'm up. I'm glad I'm up. I'm grateful to be here. I'm glad I got a family. I'm glad God didn't kept my kids. I'm glad God kept my wife. You know, I'm glad, you know, whoever you are, whatever your situation is, God didn't kept somebody for you on your behalf. That's a benefit to you. Or somebody you trying to teach something, they may finally get it today. Or something you've been trying to know. You may finally know it today. But you got to accept the blessing of what it is that you know now. Okay? You know, see, if you've been looking for an answer, a solution to a problem, and then the solution come, you know, you got to be grateful for it. You know, Lord, help me with this relationship. Maybe today is the day you find out that that's been the toxin and the poison in your life. That relationship is what's wrong. See, but because we want to hang on to it, or we tried to make it go against everything that was in us, now we got this toxic poison in our life. You know, you may find out today that that's it, that you need to move on. Well, you know something? That ain't the most devastating thing you could find out. There's a blessing in a lot of things that looks painful at times. You know, I said it at best one time. I said, you know, sometimes the breakup is the blessing. For a lot of people, it is, man. Because, you know, look, man, you know, we make choices with who we want to be with. Sometimes you done pick the wrong person, you know. Look, and it don't make that person a bad person. That person just wasn't good together with you. That's all it is. And so when you come to that realization, sometimes, you know, it's time to move on. You got to be grateful for all of the little things, man. The fact that you have a way to get around. The way that you have, the reason that you have some money to go get on something to go get around. That you in school. It might not be going just perfect for you right now, but guess what? You in school, man. You got a shot. You making it happen. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have that, man. A lot of people don't know what the next move is. At least you're in the process of doing something about it, and you may not know how to see your way all the way to the end, but just knowing what to do, what the next step could be for you, that's good enough. You know, you don't have to know all the steps. Just what am I going to do next? Well, after I do this, I'm going to take this course. Then after I complete this semester, I move on to that semester. I don't care what it is. Look, man, we just got to find something to be grateful about today. Because in your gratitude, God blesses you with more. See, when God sees that we're grateful for the things we have, he gives us more things to be grateful for. It's simply the law of attraction. If you're thankful and grateful for the things you have, you will now attract to yourself more things to be grateful for. It's the law of attraction. It works in every aspect of your life. Now, the fact that you don't know the rule, it does not matter. So, the thing that you want the most of in your life is the thing that you're going to have to give the most of. The thing that you hope happens to you the most, it's the thing that you're going to have happen to others the most. Lord, I want you to cover me. You're going to have to cover some people. Lord, I want you to hear my cry. You're going to have to hear some people's cries. Lord, I want more love in my life. You're going to have to love more people. I'm talking about real, real love. Now. I'm not talking about going out fooling around with somebody. That's ridiculousness. And see, here's, since I'm talking about love and wrong love and ridiculousness. Here's how you know that it ain't from God. I want you to hear me now. If God is involved in it, there is no sin. If there is sin involved in it, it's not from God. Just remember that rule. It took me a long time to learn that one. You know what? The Bible says, do unto others that you would have them do it. Well, they did it to me, so they must want it done to them. I'm going to go down here. I'm going to do this. If what you're going to do is a sin, you have now twisted a Bible verse to fit your method or what you want to do. To know, simply know that if it's God's voice that's talking to you or something that's going on is in it, Bishop Olmer taught this to me. The God's voice and God's methods or ways has no sin in it. That's you. All right? Have a great day, everybody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, you're listening to the brand new Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's the 2018 edition, baby. We brand new because we're going to be even more positive, even more enlightening, and even more ignorant. All this just more in 2018. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
You ain't finna do that. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Steve. You already. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, don't bring this off-air drama on air. Don't
I'm
nobody
sick of
know
you already.
Don't nobody know you mad at me.
We just started. I'm sick of you already.
Well, we just met the new dude. Junior.
Morning, ignorant unk.
What's up with you, boy? Tommy Tom.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning. Yay, yay.
Yeah, and Tommy's the new Tommy. In 2018,
yeah,
y'all.
He is.
I got a text from Tommy. I can't tell you what it was, but Tommy has changed this year. I don't know what happened. Tommy, what happened over the holiday? What brought about this?
8 days in?
Nine
I mean,
days
man,
in? It's a new Tommy. He's forgiving.
He's huh? More. Nah. Tommy who?
Forgiving, yes. He's the just, new
you
Tommy
know,
is
he
forgiving.
He can hold a grudge.
I just want to know, about- Tommy, what happened?
Just a new attitude. That's all. Just a new attitude. Just thinking a little different, that's all.
Well, Tommy, does that mean you're going to let stuff go now? You're not going to hold on to
Girl,
stuff?
That's a grudge. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I was talking to him about letting something go. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Let me, go. Not him. Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm sure somewhere this year he's going to be trying to get me to let something go. So we're just going to take it day by day. But that's the goal. The goal is to let the small
let's
things
you
go.
And Junior talk about predictions. Keep the ladies out of this because, you know, Shirley, she tighten up. If you ask anything,
whatever.
Personal life.
All right,
Junior, what is your financial prediction for 2018?
$1 million.
All right.
$1 million.
Tommy, what's your financial prediction for 2018?
I got to get over that $2.5 million hump. Yeah, that's what I understand that.
Get over that's the hump. What does that mean?
Well, what is you at 2.4? What?
Nine.
That's the goal. It's to bank that much, you know, on top of what I got to get to 2.5. Save, and save some more and keep working like crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is that a good one?
If I say I want to make $1 million, I mean generate $1 million.
That's a great goal, brother. That's a fabulous goal.
I want to generate $1 million of income.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a great goal.
I did pretty good last year.
I know you did.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I pay you two big ones.
Yeah.
So I really don't even know because you damn near there. You ain't got to do no two more jokes. When we come back, we'll talk about 2018 predictions, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Okay. I want to hear yours.
So, yeah, I'll give you mine. I could give you mine now, but
y'all no, I want to wait on that.
I'd like to wait on that
but,
because that's something.
Yeah, because that's going
to
be big.
You got to break that down. Though.
Big.
Because, see, we got to know where you are. You know, see what I'm saying?
Well,
to know where you're
don't.
Going.
That's going to hurt.
I thought when he first said that this was me, him, and Junior talking. I thought he said that.
All right, coming up, Junior's Truth Be Told in 2018 predictions. 32 after, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Time for something funny. We talked about 2018 predictions. We're going to do that. And, of course, we have to hear from Junior with his Truth Be Told.
Truth Be Told. Listen, this year, I just before we get into the predictions, this is something that goes right along with that. Because I know some people, the people that I talk to most of the time, are people who are trying to do better. They fail at the same resolution every year, year after the year after year. And this year, let's just try something different. Let's have resolutions of A.
Of what?
Just resolutions of A. Instead of you trying to lose all the weight, just lose a pound.
Okay, of A. Okay.
Yeah, resolutions of A. If you're trying to get abs, just get a ab.
Nah, I'm with that.
Buff that out. Show that one ab. Just get a ab. Because you've been trying for 10 years to get a six pack. You ain't getting all them.
So just cut a hole in the shirt right there where that one ab
is. Just right there where that ab is. That's just what cut I'm it talking. Right there. This is it. You know, like, if you ain't getting all your teeth, just get a tooth.
Yeah, a clean one. A nice
just
clean
one. Just one clean, buffed out tooth. White, show that. White. Just get that one white and lean your head to the left and let us see that. Right. That's all. Okay, like, you've been hoping to get a car for 10 years. You ain't got the car.
Right.
Okay, let's get a skate. A skateboard. One skate, an inline skate, just something to get you back and forth.
I see where
just
you're going with this. You have to start somewhere is what
somewhere.
You're basically saying. Yeah.
So don't set your goals so high. If you've been reaching for the same goal over and over and over.
Okay.
Just start with the resolution of A. That's it.
Of A.
All right. I like that's it, Junior. That's it. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, if you ain't made no money last 10 years, start with $1.
That'll get you there.
Get you started. That's all we got to get you. I don't care what you sell, bubble gum. Cupcakes is good. Cookies, lemonade. Just get $1 because we not going to listen to you this year.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Resolution of A. I thought of that. I think that's going to help a lot of people.
That's deep. I like it. I like it.
I'm going to get that ab, though. I'm going to get that one ab. Yes, sir.
Tom, that's
how you going to do it? By running? How are you going to do it?
You're going to have another race.
You can't say running.
Don't say nothing.
See that? See that, Shirley? See? Shirley? Okay.
Hey, I gave you a day. I said nothing yesterday. Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, so today is open game?
Yes. Okay.
Well, we back at work.
Yeah.
All right, Shirley.
Today we were just, you know, getting reacclimated
and everything.
Keep on,
Shirley. Keep on.
What, is that a threat? What
is that? It is.
Yeah, what it sound like to me? Keep on.
Yeah,
what
it is.
Keep on.
Here come Instagram.
You know, every time my mom and them said it to me, that's what it was.
Well, ain't nobody scared, okay?
Yeah. Hell no. Not up in here.
Space and opportunity.
Yeah, right this now. Is a chance. Feeling froggy.
That's playground talk right there.
Steve loves mess. Yeah. That will never change.
Cross that line.
Yeah. Knock this off my shoulder right here. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Keep looking at me.
That.
On this show, Steve, I can tell you that.
Steve be instigating, boy.
He does.
I'm here for it.
Yes, you are. For the mess. All right, so now the 2018 predictions, you were going to tell us yours, Steve.
What's yours?
For what?
Prediction 2018.
Did you ask the guys last break?
Yeah.
Your goals.
Financial predictions.
Your goal.
Well, my goal is to straighten my company out. I'm going through a reorganization period right now. I'm in a hiring phase.
Oh.
Does that mean you're in the firing phase? Because it's harder to hire.
No, I have to expand.
Yeah, he's expanding. Okay.
I'm expanding. So I'm looking for top qualified people to fill certain positions. I am no longer, I've decided in 2018 that I am not going to be listening to people who have repeatedly given me false promises and hopes and have fulfilled none of them. I will not be taking those people into 2018. You are officially off the wagon. And so I will not be taking anyone into 2018 that did not carry their weight or perform their duties in 2017. I am through with the give you a chance business, and then all you do is take advantage of the chance. I'm out of that business. I'm out of that. You got to keep it real and hire a certain person business. I am from now on only hiring top-notch qualified people, and I don't care who they are.
Business.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Well, I mean, you have to do certain things to in order to be a successful business person. So
you
have to take emotions out of it.
All dead weight. Because all dead weight does, folks, is just slows you down. It inhibits you from your growth. Now, in your efforts to be a decent person, caring and trying to provide opportunities, that ain't your job.
Mm-hmm.
You provide opportunities to interns. Once you pay a person and you give a person a check, that person owes you something in return for the check. Now, if your check just going out and you're getting nothing in return, you should stop sending that check out.
You ever carry dead weight?
Oh, a dog. All you the mean, time.
You mean, literally?
Like, I mean, my son is six, and he falls asleep in my bed, and I got to pick him up and carry him upstairs. That's dead weight. Do you know how heavy that is?
Right.
To carry dead weight?
Mm-hmm. But see, I understand the analogy you're making.
Yeah.
The cool thing about him, your son, is you feel an obligation to your son.
Absolutely.
Because your son didn't ask to be here, and you his father. Mm-hmm. So at six, you don't mind that dead.
Not at all.
But you're talking about other people, grown.
The problem is when you have a fellow grown-up
come on now.
Who just want to lay limp in your arms.
Yeah.
And you got to carry them everywhere you go. And that right there is disturbing. And it's not only if you're paying a person. Mm. That goes the same way. We're going to continue this conversation next break because this is good. This goes the same way in 2018 if you're carrying a friendship that is only one way.
Mm.
Where you doing all the friendly things and all they doing is sitting on the ship.
Uh-huh.
You the only friend in the relationship.
Wow. Mm.
You should cut those friends out. Mm-hmm. One-sided friendships should end in 2018. We'll continue this conversation when we come back.
Ooh, I like this.
Just got deep. I love it. Yeah. All right. 2018 predictions. More coming up.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here to update us with today's national news. But right now, as promised, we're back. Steve, you were on to something talking about
2018. I have a question for all of you.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Carla.
Yes.
Do you have a person in your life in some form of relationship that's in an associate, a friendship, a business person, something? Do you have a person in your life, and this question is for everybody, but I'm starting with Carla. Do you have a person in your life who in that relationship you give more in it than they give continuously over and over and over?
Not anymore. I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay. Shirley, do you have a person?
Oh, absolutely, I do. Absolutely. And I've been, you were really, you don't even know it, but you were really speaking to me this morning. I've been just toiling over this, but you gave me my confirmation that I need it today.
Junior, do you have someone?
Yes, sir. Got several.
Tommy, do you?
Got them and let them go.
See?
Yes. Yeah.
And let me tell you something, Shirley. I'm in the same predicament as you because I still have them.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And because we as decent people feel an obligation, like, you know, you know, because everybody looks at us because of our job titles.
Absolutely,
and people look
Steve.
At you because of your job title that you blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we are.
And because you got it, you should somehow give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's your lifestyle, your business connections, your relationship, your money, your time, your advice. Well, that's all well and good. But in return for that, where is your participation in our friendship, in our association, in our relationship? Where is your participation? Because I guarantee you, almost all of us have people in our life who we need to shed. And in order to get to the next level, you have to shed these people. And it doesn't make you a bad person. Really, you know what Bishop Jake said one time? Sometimes you have to let a person go so you can free them into their own destiny.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
See, because sometimes
you can be holding them back.
When you keep holding on to a person, you stopping them from doing what they really could do if they weren't just laying in your arms, chilling.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I have let some people go that have really went and found their way.
Uh-huh.
But then guess what? I done let some people go who found out they ain't even have a way. And they on straight struggle. So that in 2018 is a part of the inventory If you want your 2018 to be better than your 2017, you have to do things differently.
Yep. Okay, help me out. Help me out, then. In 2018, show me the footsteps of those people that do need help that I've helped so many times in the past. Because I'm a giver. That's just by nature.
Right, right, by nature.
So how do I get to the point where I have to say, okay, I can't give you another $1,000 or another $5,000. I can't, because they keep coming back and I keep having that heart of, all right, I'm going to hook you up. All right, okay, I'm going to help you out.
Okay, let me ask you a question. First of all, is this family?
No, sometimes it is. It's because I got more than 4 or 5 people that come at me, huh? You know what I mean?
Okay. Guess what? Shirley got that.
Oh, yeah.
Junior got that. Carla got that. I have 100.
We
almost
know you
100
have a
people to come at me. So here's what I've done. The people that I do love, like, for example, you may not have to do this. I'm just telling you what I do. My family. I'm the youngest one of my siblings. Mm. My oldest brother gone. My other brother, he be 72 this year. My sister, 82.
Right.
My other sister, 79. Mm-hmm. They old, man. And they ain't had the lifestyle I've had. So I take care of them with a check.
Right.
But it cut out all of that. You know, why don't you ask your brother for some money? I know he got it. It cut all that out. Man, you can't help me out, man. My transmission went out. Or the furnace went out. The garage roof caved in. I was hearing all this. What the hell? And like, I ain't got enough going on. So what I did was I just cut out a little supplemental thing every month and I send it to him. Yeah, now guess what? Now you ain't got time about Steve ain't this and Steve ain't that. Here go your cut. Right. So that's what I did for them. Now, other than that, let's say you got some people that always use you as the loan officer, but then got trouble paying back the damn loan.
Come on here, man.
Boy, you better
hit it. See, I've been in all these levels. So now here's what you have to do. You have to make a decision that enough is enough and too much stinks. And right now y'all at the stank part.
Yeah.
Because how many times you gonna come to me? See, my number one question began, what I had to learn to ask myself was, if you did not have my number, what would you do?
Yeah, you always say that, Steve. You always say that. Who else would you call?
Listen to me, y'all. All these emergencies that these people call y'all with, if they didn't have your number, what would they do? True. Well, guess what? Get to doing that. First of all, let me explain something to you. Y'all at this level right here, you do not need voicemail.
No more?
Is that why you don't have it?
Get rid of y'all voicemail.
I don't listen to mine anyway, but.
But I want you to listen to me. Get rid of your voicemail.
All right.
That's an opportunity for a cry for help.
Oh, man.
Do not need people who can cry on your machine. Leave you before you got to hear voice and flesh.
It's the breathing.
I was sure hoping you answered. Please call me back.
Man,
I can't even. Wait a minute. Hold up. Be quiet in there. Call me.
If you were still doing stand-up, this is the set right here.
Dog, I'm telling you, man. Get rid of your voicemail. Because all it is allows people to leave you a cry for help.
I always wondered why you didn't have it. I just thought it was because you were Steve Harvey.
All you can do is text me. Then I can decide what this is you talking about.
And
then you can control it.
What about this? I heard what you said about your siblings, and we all have. What about those family members? You said you will always help your brothers and sisters. You pay them. Blah, blah.
Payroll. Right. Like my mom on payroll.
But what about those, especially folks that are listening, that have those family members? They are the ones that come over and over and over again.
Well, see, guess what, though? You can't keep coming to the well once it's dry. See, let me explain something to y'all. These people will come to you
as long as you give it to them. And when you ain't got it no more, they'll go somewhere else.
That's right, Steve.
So that you do not allow a person to dry your water well up.
It's like they're holding you, holding your kindness and your generosity hostage because they know how you are. They know, Tommy, like you say, you know that. They know you have it. They know you have it. They know you're a giver. So they play on those sympathies. They play on that emotion that you have.
That's right.
You know, because maybe you'll feel guilty because you have more than them. So, you know, all of that.
All of that.
They say stuff all year long. Man, this is about the nicest house I've never been in, man.
Wow. Man. All right,
amen.
2018.
Amen. How I feel, man, have a car like that.
Man.
Dog, this is your dog. This is what you got to hear.
You got a car.
We going to continue this when we come back.
Oh, God.
We doing a new 2018.
These are mid-show remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Wow, what a discussion we're in the middle of. 2018 predictions, it's evolved into something else.
You know what?
What?
You know, the discussion is good. I think the legwork is carrying it out. You know, I have to be focused to carry it out because they going to come. You know what I mean? They come.
Tommy, like I was about to tell you, your problem is they set you up for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, this is the nicest house I ever seen. Man, how it feel to drive a car like that. Man, so you work with that man. You in show business, man.
Yeah.
Man, you tell him jokes, man. You on the radio, man. You got that game show. Whew, man, how that feel, man? Oh, man, we over here, man. We just trying to get by.
Yep.
Hey, man, I got this thing I'm working on, but I need $1,000, man. Man, if you could just help me out, man, I sure would appreciate it. All right, man, I'll help you out because you're a kind person. But listen to me, y'all. People, like Shirley said, people take advantage of your kindness.
They do.
When a person wants something, they'll do the necessary things to get it. If it's compliment you, make you false promises, but the biggest and the most useless emotion.
Wait, Steve. Hold on. Oh, Tommy, you're so tall.
Stop, Shirley.
He said they'll compliment.
Let me hold some. Yeah. Let me get a. They'll compliment. They'll do what's necessary.
Go on, Steve.
Go on, man.
She wrong for that, but I jumped in it.
The most useless emotion.
Oh. The most useless emotion in the human spirit is guilt.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Guilt.
It is the most useless emotion. It serves the purpose of no one except the person who applies it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, and people use it to apply it to get something from you. Mm-hmm. So they make you feel guilty. Guilt is the most useless human emotion. It serves no purpose. Why are you feeling guilty?
The guilt game.
Especially if you ain't done nothing. Now, if you shot somebody and you sit over there looking at him in the hospital room and you know you shot him, you're supposed to feel guilty. But if you've done nothing, why would you feel guilt? Because you blessed, because God done blessed you, because you go to work every day and you done got a supervisor job or you done got an upgrade. And you done got yourself a raise because you done worked your tail off and attendance been good and you don't be late. Now you on your job, you done come up. Now all of a sudden, because you done come up, you got this relative and friend who thinks you owe them something because they know now you got it. Now you feeling guilty because they ain't got it. Because they ass ain't worked. Because they ain't put in what you put in. See, I stopped that a long time ago because I works my tail off. So what you're not going to
do
is come over to me and make me feel funky because I got something and you ain't.
Right.
But when I tell you what you got to do to get something, what?
You got to get to hustling, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's killing me. When people say, when you tell them what they got to do and the first thing out their mouth, I ain't going to be doing all that. Well, then you ain't going to have
You can't have all this then.
Yeah. Right.
If you're not going to do all that, you can't have all that. Yeah. You can't. And that's the problem that we all face. So in 2018, y'all, think about it. Cut the dead weight loose. Lose the guilt emotion because it only serves the person that's applying it to you. Mm-hmm. Lose guilt. Shed the dead weight.
Don't be afraid to say no. And remember, if they didn't know your number, what would they do? Well, guess what? They needs to get to doing it.
Get rid of voicemail.
Get rid of your damn voice. Key thing you said, too, though, is don't be afraid to say no.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here he is. Starting the new year off different. Eugene the Butterfly.
Good morning, Stephen, Shirley, Carla, Jr., Tommy. Good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. We're going to do something
morning,
different.
Butterfly. Yeah. Butterflutter. Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning, Butterfly. Flap on. Flap on, brother.
Okay. So here's what we're doing. Today is January 9th, Tuesday, and we have a special birthday. And I wanted to do it myself because this is one of my really, really good girlfriends because I love her so much. So I want to bring her up. We have her on the line. So I want to say happy birthday to Miss Jacqueline Miles. Good morning to Miss Jackie.
Good morning. Good
morning, Jack.
Shirley.
Morning, Jackie. Lemonade.
What's up, girl? Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
Happy birthday, baby.
Well, thank you so much.
Happy
appreciate
birthday,
it.
Girl.
Happy
birthday, love you to Jackie. The moon and back, girl. You hear me?
In case y'all don't know, this is Tommy's wife, y'all.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Is this the first? Has she...
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah,
first
she's time ever been on
it. But it was my idea, though. Lemonade, it was my idea to give you a call. I'm the one that wanted to call you and wish you a happy birthday. It was not him. It was me.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Hey, dog, come on, man. Don't hold on. Don't come between me and my girl.
Happy birthday to you. I just want to say, hey, look at you. Look at you. Lemonade is you. You know I'm your, you already know I'm your favorite. I'm going to say to you, if things don't work out with you and Tommy, ha. Right here, baby.
Well,
right
here.
Hey, I'm your boy, baby.
You think I'm going to be with your stupid ass?
It's my baby's birthday. This is a milestone birthday today. Mm-hmm. We're going to see Hamilton in New York tonight.
Oh, right.
So
nice.
This is all for her. Got a big party we got planned on Saturday night when we get back to Houston. So,
at the Chateau.
At the Chateau.
Of course.
Oh, that's cold.
They don't have a house, y'all. They got a Chateau. You know how, you know, Chateaus, you can't just walk up to a Chateau.
They got a gate.
Yeah. You got to get rung in.
You got security stand. Yeah. You got a white man stand outside your house, don't you? In a booth. In a booth.
With a clipboard.
Tommy, you make
so I want to say this to you, Lemonade. Do you have anything to say for, you know, this is a beautiful milestone? Any words you'd like to say about reaching this
milestone? What is you talking about, Eugene?
Lemonade is turned the big 5-0 today.
The
beautiful.
Big five.
Look 30 years old.
Lemonade, let me tell you something. You look good for 50.
Yes,
girl.
You do.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
You
beautiful.
Easily be 35.
See this milestone. Definitely a blessing.
Well, your man's birthday today too, ain't?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't thought of that?
Carla said I should cook dinner for him.
That's going to kill it.
We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, yesterday, I don't know if you guys recall, but Steve got a little upset with Jay because in
He
wasn't even talking to him.
Yeah, they were beefing yesterday. Well, Steve was with Jay. And eventually, Steve kind of let Jay have it due to
Is
his...
that why Jay not here today?
Yeah, that could be. He did leave another Murder the Hit, but that's what it was all about, Steve, right? He put your name in a Murder the Hit, like a 2017 review, year in review, and you were in there, your meeting with the president.
Let's hear it, though. Let's play it right now. Support
Please.
It.
Your part is good.
Let's start with Omarosa. Her career is toaster. Bully in the White House, but Trump said no, sir. How about Wendy Williams, fainted on TV? Said she was burning up dressed like Lady Liberty. Then there's Mr. Hart, y'all, first name Kevin. He got busted once, turned around and did the same thing. Hello, Harvey Weinstein, pulling out your ding-a-ling. Hope they lock you up and send your ass away to Sing Sing. Mr. Steve Harvey, with Trump, I'm gonna let you go. Cause I need them checks from TV and radio. Crying, baby, Tyrese, crying about
your daughter. Had so many tits you could have sold bottled water.
Hey, hey, Bill Cosby, known as Mr. Jello.
Ladies say one drink with you, you ain't a nice fellow.
Orenthal Simpson, out of jail. OJ, seen with a butter knife, I think it's best to run away.
Yeah.
That's right, baby, it's 218. I'm gonna need new people to do stupid stuff in the 218. I can't have the same people doing the same stuff in the next year. Help a brother out. I'm gonna need new people. Oh, I ain't done. It ain't over. Remember, check this out. Robert R. Kelly, stepping in the name of love. Were you locking women up for your little nasty club? Yeah, yeah, Usher. Should the ladies trust ya? On unprotected sex to the clinic, they gon' rush ya. Don't forget Cardi B, she's the next dancer. Had one hit, now she needs a financer. Gonna end with Kaepernick, he got down on one knee. Cause he was standing up for all police brutality. Yes, I'm gonna need new people in the 218. Y'all know how this go. If you famous and you do something stupid, we gon' sing about it. Me and Mr. Ralph Hawkins Jr. gon' sing about it. Don't get mad at us. We didn't put it in the news. We just put it in a song. You know how this go. Watch that there now. 2018.
That's my dog. You gotta like it, big dog.
He's still not laughing. He's still not laughing. Steve, you weren't serious. You weren't serious.
Oh, no, I ain't serious. But that's why he ain't here.
He think he fine.
You can't intimidate the new talent,
though.
Great
song. And he can't go back over there. So he
has to love Murder the Hits.
Stay here. Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's also Phi Beta Sigma Founders Day today, too. You know, Jay's a member of Phi Beta
Sigma. Oh, yeah, that's right. Congratulations to all the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma out there.
Yeah, founded back in 1914 on the campus of Howard University in D.C.
H.U.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A lot of famous.
So he's not here today.
Like who, Shirley?
Well, like Reverend Al Sharpton.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Like Blair Underwood.
Blair Sigma?
Yes.
No, Pretty Boy like Blair? Yes. What?
Something you'll never be.
Shut up. You shut up.
Yeah, you
stop.
Cause campus is supposed to be pretty boys. They just, well, on your line, what was the deal?
Oh, on what?
Well,
on your line, they just let y'all. You ain't had to.
There are other ones as well.
Malik, who else, sir?
Malik Yoba, and of course Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Al Roker's a Sigma.
Nice.
Weatherman.
Yeah.
Hey, is Danny Glover a Sigma?
I didn't see his name, but you know who is Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton?
Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Giving it to white people.
What'd you say?
What you mumbling?
Yeah, what?
He didn't pledge, Steve. Stop.
Oh, I know that.
It was honorary. You're absolutely right.
He wasn't
right.
Online. Yeah, Bill wasn't online.
Yeah, all right. Listen, Nephew Tommy's coming up with a prank phone call right after this, okay?
You were all for that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, we'll have today's strawberry letter for you. But right now, up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, Shirley, this only seems right. This goes out to all the members of Phi Beta Sigma. And the title of this prank is, You Ain't No Sigma. Nah, you ain't no
Founders
Sigma.
Day.
We miss you, Jay.
Blue Fike.
Blue Fike?
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Greg, please.
Yeah, this he.
How you doing? My name is Bernard, Phi Beta Sigma. I'm over Pledge Relations. Giving you a call today, man. You attended Prairie View A&M University, am I correct? Yeah, am I right? You attended Prairie View
A&M? Yeah, that's right, Prairie View A&M.
Okay. And from my understanding, you pledged Phi Beta Sigma in fall of 91.
That's correct.
All right, that's the Delta Theta chapter, correct?
Yes.
All right. Here's where we're having some problems here going through the records.
Going through the records?
Actually, looking at the records that we have here at headquarters, you're not actually an official member of Phi Beta Sigma. I don't know what has taken place, but it's...
Wait a minute. What? What you mean I'm not a member?
Looking at our records here at National Headquarters, it's indicating that you're not an official member of Phi Beta Sigma. I don't know what could have gone wrong with this.
No, no, that ain't right, man. That ain't right because, see, Delta Theta is recognized nationally, so why wouldn't I be nationally recognized?
I'm not certain, sir. Maybe it's something that took place on that actual line of Fall 91. We're actually going to have to do some research on everything that's going on with your line as well as the chapter.
But how is that possible if they gave me a certificate and the plaque and I got my pen? And I mean, I'm a Sigma. What do you mean?
Okay, sir, I don't know. What I'm looking at here, and please understand, I want to try to clear this matter up.
Like yeah, said, we need to clear this matter. Who else? Is there somebody there, like a overseer or maybe the head president of your branch or something that I can talk to or something?
Well, I am actually over pledge relations.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give you a call personally so we can try to rectify the matter. And it's going to take us some time to iron this thing out. But what I need you to do as of this point.
Yeah.
And you know what? The problem is that I'm noticing is that all of the people that were on your line, they are official. For some reason, Mr. Greg is an official. So
yeah, I don't understand that because I was the line president. So how is everybody else able to be a Sigma and not me when I did all the paperwork that it takes to for the process to be right? I don't understand that.
Sir, you know what, brother? I can't call you brother for the fact that you are not a brother.
You can call me brother because I'm a Sigma.
So here's what we're going to have to do, Greg. We're going to have to get you to, first of all, if you're dealing with anybody alumni-wise, we're asking that you don't go to any meetings right now. We're also asking that you don't wear any Phi Beta Sigma paraphernalia. At this point, we want to make sure and get clarity that you are definitely a brother.
Wait a minute, man. I am definitely a brother. Do you know what I had to go through to get where I am today to be a Sigma? All the y'all took y'all dudes. What happened to that? If you're taking my dues, you should be able to tell me, yo, man, we got this going on. Certain things are going on with your line. We need to check you. You took all my money.
That's the thing. I'm seeing checks that have gone through for other people that were on that line. I don't see any of your name.
And to this day, I'm like a lifetime member. So what the hell are you talking about?
I have no records indicating that you're a lifetime member. That's what I'm saying, sir. We've got to get this.
Somebody need to tell me something today.
We're going to try to get to the end of this by the end of the week. It's going to take
Bernard, you're not understanding what I'm saying, man. Because I'm a Sigma to the heart, dude. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all playing with my heart right now, man. Ain't nobody finna do that and get away with it. I don't know what the going on.
You know, here's what we can do. We can bring you back in and do another pledging process.
Pledge? Did you understand what you just said to me? No, man, that ain't happening, dog. I done been through this already, man. I'm not pledging. I'm not signing my name on nothing else because I have pledged. I'm not doing that no more. Y'all need to get somebody on the phone that can answer my questions. I want to know what's going on.
Okay, right now, and I understand, you know, the disbelief of what's going on. I really do.
You obviously don't. You a brother?
Brother, we're going to try to.
What year did you go across? Did you walk the same? I mean, tell me what's going on.
Brother, I'm fall 89, brother.
And?
Now, what we're going to have to do right now is, first of all, no paraphernalia.
No paraphernalia. You're trying to tell me that I can't wear what's nearest and dearest to my heart next to my wife and my child. You're telling me that I can't go around and proclaim what I am? That's like telling me I can't be black. What the hell are you saying?
And another thing we're going to have to get you to do, I understand you have a brand, a Sigma brand. That's going to have to come off until we get this taken care of.
What? Wait a minute. You talk about a medical procedure. What is you saying?
Sir, we cannot allow you to wear a brand representing Phi Beta Sigma when right now you are not a member of Phi Beta.
You can't allow that brand to me was allowed to put the brand on me. Now I can't be allowed to wear something that I've been wearing for almost 15 years. Are you crazy? Come on, man. That's some crazy right
sir,
there,
we
man.
Gotta get you to take
you're
the
trying
brand
to tell
off
me
until all of this
wear a brand? What the hell are y'all? Man, this is some. Look here, brother Bernard. What, Bernard, is that what your name is? You need to get somebody on this phone. Wait a minute. That's all right. I know the president my self. How about that?
Excuse me?
I will just call in, and I'll figure out my self.
Sir, right now, we need you to take the brand off or keep it covered.
Nah, you come take the brand off of me. If you want it that bad, come get it. That's what you do.
You are not a member of Phi Beta Sigma.
I don't give a what you talking about, dog. I am a member. If you want something over here, holler at your boy. That's what you do. You bad, come do it.
Sir, I'm telling you for the final time, do not wear any paraphernalia. Keep the
I don't want to hear that talking about no final. Let me tell you what's final. I am a Phi Beta Sigma to the heart. Boo, boo. Sir, all I'm telling you is no more shirts and cover that brand up until we...
Look here, man. I'm going to wear everything. I got a hat. I'm going to have that bitch on. Matter of fact, I'm going to wear that bitch today just to get on your nerves.
You're going to have to keep brand covered up until we figure out if you are.
If you want this brand covered up, you come get it. Until then, you better get the away from me. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't you cover that brand up and don't you wear no shirts no more.
Let me tell you something. I ain't covering shit. Come get it if you want it.
I got one more thing I need to
the heart, baby. This is blue fire. You don't want none. You don't want none. Y'all, this is some man.
I don't know what to do, but I one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Say what you got to say. You ain't getting this.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy. Hello?
Boy, y'all had me ready to kill by my man. Y'all, boy.
Let me have one more thing, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, Greg? What is it?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think? That's how you do a segment when you do a segment, if you're going to do a segment. That was a real segment. He was not playing.
Okay, Kappa.
He played too much.
All right, man. Just letting y'all know. Let me drop this on you. January 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Nephew, West Palm Beach, Florida, Improv. The Nephew was coming to town. That's January 19th, 2021, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm back! Get your tickets, because ignorance is coming to town. Here come that Nephew and all them people inside his head, so get ready. Y'all normally come up, show out, and sell out every time I come to town. I'll see you again. January 19, 2021. Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
2018 getting started all right.
I think so. I feel good about this year.
I got a new attitude.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
I do.
That's good. New year, new you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. What? I'm pleasant surprise, yeah. This new Tommy. It's really shocking to me.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's a new Tommy, though.
It's a new attitude.
Just call his wife, wishing happy birthday.
I never thought that happened.
Forgiving people.
Forgiving people. Letting stuff go.
Speaking to people he don't normally talk to.
All the joke slide.
Shut up.
He ain't got mad. He ain't shutting down. Are you going to shut down on the radio this year for any reason?
The only person can shut me down is you. You're the only one, and I'm going to try not to let that happen.
And I ain't going to do it this year.
Oh, what? Yeah, right.
No, please. Uh-huh.
Once you see an opening, you take it.
No. Not once I see it. Soon as I see it.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter on deck. It's a good one. You do not want to miss it.
For God, I ain't changing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are. Steve, I have to ask you something before we get out of here today. You have to help me with this one. But before we do that, and before we get to the Strawberry Letter, let's go to the phones, please. Surprise.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Not.
I'm at the unemployment office.
Jay.
I'm next
to That's good. That's good. Tell them we said, hey, they're probably listening to this show.
I'm next up.
So what's up?
Jay, where you at,
are
man?
Are you in or are you out?
I thought I was fired, so I just went outside.
He's so used to it.
I'm used to it now, man. I don't keep nothing long, so. Wow.
As soon as you walked in, they said, hey, Jay.
Hey, you got fired.
You back again? Said something about Steve in this song. We heard it yesterday. Come on, we'll push it through for you.
We'll try to get you up as soon as we can.
Jay, it's Phi Beta Sigma Founders Day.
That's right. To all the Sigmas, all 55,000 of them just in L.A. alone. Just in L.A. alone.
You wish.
Yeah, you
55,000?
You only see two Sigmas. I don't care where you go, Steve. You're absolutely right, man. That's only
you talking about 55,000 people in blue in L.A. Them is Crips.
Oh, my God.
A Dodger fan.
You will say anything.
Yeah, you better put some speck
slow
on
down
that.
With your
put
little shout out to your frat, because them is Crips.
Oh, I got ignorant. I got to really wish my sister a happy belated birthday. Happy birthday, sis. So, yeah, and to all the two people, just the two people who thought I was fired, I guess I can come back to work. So,
come
you
on
know,
back.
Come on.
He didn't mean it, Jay.
We love you, Jay.
He was just playing.
Yeah.
Believe me, not them songs.
I didn't even last a year.
Hey, Jay, here's some other news that's going to hurt you, though, but they did take your computer out your office. Over here at the TV show, they did.
But all is forgiven, right, Steve?
Hey, man, when is your ass coming to work?
That means yes.
Thank you, I guess. Thank you so much. I'm happy again.
Is he getting out of line?
Yeah, he's getting out of line. See you tomorrow, Sigma. Blue Fi.
You know?
Congratulations, Jay.
Oh, man.
All right, so now, what should I get, Nesto? Really, it's his birthday today.
Cologne.
And it's our third anniversary today. So I'm
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I'm expecting a gift, for sure.
But you ain't bought him an anniversary or a birthday
gift? I have never said don't get me anything. I have never said that. But do guys really mean that, Steve, when you say, I mean, seriously.
I mean it when I say it to my kids, because I know what they finna go buy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They gonna buy me something I don't want, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'd be my money. It's just a waste of time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, guys mean it, but it's nice when you do something anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Like, they got some colognes out there that's, like, really, really nice.
Black Orchid, though?
Who made that?
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I ain't been there. I need you to come on down to Macy's. I need you down here at Macy's. Black Orchid. I ain't got time for stuff.
What is that, Macy's? What's a
clone? Oh, a clone at Macy's? Valentino. You got...
Valentino?
Yeah. You got Creed. Creed, good clone over there.
Oh, Creed is
Polo
great.
Polo Red. I'll be down at Macy's. I'll be shopping. I'll down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very nice fragrance. You can go down there.
Valentino.
Yeah.
Never heard.
Okay, cool. But this down there.
Yeah.
Carlos says Cook. Okay, that's...
Yeah, cook your man dinner, girl. For
yeah,
his
Gucci
birthday.
Down there.
No.
Well, we're going out.
No. Stop. Take him out. Don't cook for your man. Sure. Not on his birthday.
Can't
we only
it.
Get these once a year. Don't
Oh, Shirley.
Yes.
Take him to Mastro's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's
yes.
Nice. Okay. You're absolutely okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'll do.
Spot.
That's always crowded.
Mastro's.
Yeah, it's always crowded.
What about Nobu in Malibu? What about that one?
I just ate up there. Nobu in Malibu. Uh-huh. Just ate up there. All over TMZ as soon as I walked out.
You can't go nowhere.
Soon as I walked out. I was in
really?
There. Cooper Gooding was in there.
Okay.
Cindy Crawford was in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all it took.
Oh, man.
Steve! But they make them stay across the street, though. They don't let them in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
What'd they ask you about Oprah running for president? What'd they ask you?
Nah, they knew
2020,
that announcement
Oprah.
Hadn't got made yet. Uh-huh. Oprah could run. I would throw all my weight behind her. I hope she don't, though. I hope she go on and enjoy the rest of her life, man. She deserves it.
But like Stedman said, it's up to the people. What if the people want her? Because, you know, they asked Stedman, and Stedman said it's up to the people.
It,
yeah.
Wow. Oprah's
Oprah
president.
President.
What? 2020? Yeah. What?
That's the vision. 2020. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, really.
Get all
Tommy.
These boxes,
you know
Donald.
Yeah. All right, come on. Let's get to this letter. That's interesting.
Let's get
though.
To it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. A strawberry letter.
All right, this is another crazy one. Another crazy one. Subject, disrespectful senior citizen. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I am a 32-year-old pastor with somewhat of an issue. My wife and I are happily married, and we have the typical issues like the next couple. Here's the situation. There is one particular lady in my church who really freaks me out and rubs my wife the wrong way. I try to avoid contact with this woman because she often says stuff like, come here and let me feel on you, or come here and let grandma make you feel good. This lady is in her 80s, but she doesn't have any limits. She sometimes will randomly stop by the job and bring me lunch or offer to take me to lunch. Not only that, her actions are more than words. She has actually touched me inappropriately several times. She is very rude to my wife at church. She will say things to my wife like, you need me to teach you how to take care of a man. or do you need me to cook for you, Pastor? Do you need me to cook for Pastor? My wife has told me that when she calls our house, she doesn't even speak to her, but instead will just ask to speak to me. Now, my wife isn't as saved as I am, and she has come close to confronting this woman. I don't want this situation to get more out of control than it is now. How do you think I should handle this? I don't want to look like a weak pastor, nor do I want my wife to catch a case behind this old lady. Okay, are you sure this woman is in her 80s? That's what I have to ask you, because most 80-year-olds that we know about, you know, they're sweet, they're loving, they're caring, especially the ones that are in the church. Yes, 80-year-olds I'm talking about, in the church. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Subject, disrespectful senior citizen.
Disrespectful senior citizen. Good morning, Shirley. Steve, I'm a 32-year-old pastor with somewhat of an issue. My wife and I are happily married, and we have typical issues like the next couple. Here's the situation. First of all, I want to say this right here.
What?
It always trips me out a little bit when a pastor write in. I just want you to understand that right there.
They listen, Steve. They listen.
Okay, but what you writing us for?
Go to the Lord.
You got the Lord. We supposed to come to you. I think this is bad. So now, since you coming to me, when you could have easily went to the Lord in prayer, or you could have got counseling from a more qualified pastor like Bishop Ulmer, T.D. Jakes, Joel, I'm sure you got somebody's number. But you wrote me and Shirley. So since you going about it backwards, you must want a backward answer.
Oh.
Thus, here I come. There's a particular lady in your church who really freaks me out and rubs my wife the wrong way. I try to avoid contact with this woman because she often says stuff like, come in and let me feel on you. And come on here and let grandma make you feel good. This lady is in her 80s, but she don't have any limits. First of all, let me say this to you, Pastor. You don't know what that lady know.
Huh?
Maybe she ain't got no limits because ain't none. She 80. Mm. You know how much she done learned? What she know? So, Pastor, when you write me about this 80-year-old, if you can't handle an 80-year-old woman, why you running the church? Why you in charge of your church, though? I mean, I'm just real. Let's just go on and keep it real. You can't handle an old lady, man. All right, then, here we go. See, y'all getting a little tight with this answer, but this answer real.
I'm with you.
I mean, you can't handle an 80-year-old lady at your church. Now, here we go. She don't have any limits. She sometimes will randomly stop by my job, bring me lunch, or offer to take me to lunch. Not only that, her actions are more than words. She has actually touched me inappropriately several times. Ugh. She's very rude to my wife at church. She will say things to my wife like, you need me to teach you how to take care of a man. Or do you need me to cook for Pastor? This crazy old helpful.
That's it.
But see, what you need to do is let your wife loose on her, though. Because that's what's really about to happen.
Because
you said this right here. My wife has told me when she calls our house, she don't even speak to her. Mm-mm. But instead would just ask to speak to me. Here's the part that threw me. Now, my wife isn't as saved as I am. See, here we go with these most saved people. But you most saved, and you run the church, and you the pastor, but you can't handle an 80-year-old lady.
You're the leader. Come on.
You need to break off.
You're the leader of the house. Come on.
Break off.
I'll go and pull that 80-year-old lady up in your arm.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
Break off.
All right, Steve, you know we got to go. We got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget to join me this Thursday. We are back with the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook. It'll be at 1:30 Eastern Time. So please join me. First one of the new year. Switching gears now. Fitness, of course, is at the top of everyone's New Year's resolutions list. Well, Lifetime Fitness Gym and Health Club have announced that they will be airing no news at its gyms, okay? No news.
I got a membership there. Really?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. No more news.
Lifetime Fitness?
Yeah. They doing what do you mean no more news?
No more news. They have announced that they are banning all cable news channels at their fitness gyms. Because, well, I mean, you can only imagine. Yeah. Yeah, they got a bunch of complaints from customers about TV shows, you know, that show CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and all the other, you know, 24 or so cable news outlets. According to Lifetime Jim, the customers just felt that being bombarded with news and politics all the time while they were trying to work out just does not fit a healthy lifestyle that they're trying to achieve.
It doesn't, man, yeah. Because I can imagine that's frustrating.
It is.
To stressful. Be working out. Yeah. And then you got the news. All the news is bad.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's bad.
It's bad, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that one channel they got on they need to ban that I be looking at when I'm in there, the Food Network, if they get that channel out of there, then I can finish my workout. Because the minute I see the turkey and dress and stuff, I stop walking.
You get hungry. You get
and
hungry.
You go eat.
Yeah. I said, man, let me go and get out of here. I'm hungry. That's the channel they need to get banned.
Yeah. But you're right, though. The news,
very stressful.
But it's like watching a bad accident, though. It's like once you start watching it, you continue watching it. You know,
you can't look away.
Yeah, every day, you know, you want to know what's going on. What did he do today? What did he say? What did he tweet today?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so back to Oprah running for president. I don't know if you finished your thoughts, Steve.
No, I wish she wouldn't, man. I wish she would go on and live her life because this is such a high-stress, thankless position.
But don't you think she's will consider that or she's thought about that already?
I'm pretty sure she has, but, you know, she's done everything. You know, I mean, maybe she wants that part of her life, you know. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting. It would be the first woman, the first non-married person in the White House. But see, you could scrap all these rules.
All the thank you. Thank you.
Anyway. Yes. Cause see, I didn't know.
What's in there now?
Yeah.
Broke up.
I didn't know you could, you know, say you's going to grab a woman pee and make it in.
Not release your tax returns. Right.
I didn't know you could not show your tax returns.
Yeah. And win.
I didn't know you could never, ever have held political office nowhere ever. Ever.
No service.
And even be a nominee.
And win.
I just did not know and that could, this could happen.
You could tweet it. You don't even have to be there. You could just tweet.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
No kind of government experience, Steve, is what you're saying.
I didn't know you could just insult people on a daily basis.
Yeah, you don't really have to hold press conferences if you don't want to.
You don't talk to the press. Yeah, you don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah.
He appeared via
You're supposed
satellite.
To answer to the people, to the American people.
Now you're talking about how big your button is. You're going to push it. Man, you lost it.
Who talks like that?
And you're a very stable genius. You call yourself a genius.
Stable
genius.
Well, now let me say this. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think business-wise, he could be a bit of a genius. I just don't think he should be the president.
All right, coming up at 41 after the hour, when we come back, 2018 predictions, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, wow, this is such a great subject. I mean, it's new. It's the time to talk about it now, what we're going to do in 2018.
Yeah, kind of a couple of motivational days at the top of 2018. I think on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, maybe we'll do a couple days of this, getting people set up and situated with the right mindset to approach 2018. Because, you know, when God allows you to see a new year, that's a new opportunity.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a calendar year, man. That's a great accomplishment to still be here in 2018. However old you are.
Right.
2018 is here. So this is a new calendar year. You can get a fresh start with a different attitude. So, you know, we're just talking about 2018. Any questions like what we've been talking about?
I got one.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk investment. Mm-hmm. Like, what can I do 2018? Let's say I hit 15 comedy clubs over the course of this year. Let's say I take 10 and put it aside, 10 grand, put it aside each time I do a gig. Mm-hmm. Where can I put this money and invest it and make it profitable for me?
Well, now, listen, you have to think of, do you have money to risk
or you want to make sure it's there when you go back to get it with
her? I want to make damn sure it's there. When I
okay. Damn sure it's there. Damn sure. Minimal risk.
Okay.
It's minimal risk. Money market, okay. CD. Okay,
show me a little bit of damn show and not so damn show. Give me somewhere up in there.
The stock market.
Okay.
And the reason the stock market is always cool is because when you do make money on the stock market, in the financial bracket you're in, when you pay taxes on it, you only pay capital gain taxes, which is somewhere between 11 or 15%, something like that. So you only pay tax. So like if you make over, you know, a certain amount of $400,000, $300,000, you already up in the 40% bracket, right? So now you got to pay 40% on the money. But if you make money in the stock market, you get capital gains tax. That's on somewhere between 11, 15%. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a much, much lower number. So stock market is good. I'll tell you a stock that you got to look into that this young boy that works for me invested his money in. Because marijuana is being legalized so many places. He's invested money in the people who make the lights that grow marijuana.
Okay.
The soil companies for marijuana. The hosing for the hosing and the bins and plant bins.
All the supplies.
All the supplies.
He invested in all the supplies. Now, let me tell you what this kid did. Because he handles my stocks, right?
Okay.
This young kid out of Morehouse. So I gave him some money to start my stock. I've doubled my money easily.
Wow.
Easily over the year and a half. I mean, doubled it plus, more than doubled. So I made a deal with him for off the profit of the money, I'll give you a percentage for investing it. You know, like if I had a stockbroker or something, right?
Right.
I give this kid his take. He took all his money, this money I gave him, you know, this few tens of thousands. Mm-hmm. He took all of his money and bought the stocks. He's already doubled his money.
Wow.
He looks at all the marijuana stocks because it's climbing. And that was a smart thing. Now, I'm not saying go out and do that, but, you know, and like I stayed away from all the Bitcoin stuff because I think it's a bubble.
No, no, let's go back to this marijuana part, though. So I put, what, by 15, 20 over there, let it ride, see what happened?
Yeah, in them stocks. See, I can't buy those stocks.
Because of who you are?
Well, I mean, it's just a promise I made to God. Me and God got a deal. So I can't dishonor the deal. I want to.
Me and God ain't talked about no
I
weed.
I promise, love, me, love him ain't I ain't make that deal right there. I'm
me
going
and God
over.
Ain't talked about no weed. I know I can.
You mean the supplies. Stop saying the weed.
What?
And
Tommy?
The marijuana.
Yeah.
The supplies, the weed, the hoses, these lights.
I mean, this little kid, he researched it. And like one of the stocks he bought at $1.97 back when it first got done. He just did this on his own. That same stock he got is damn near $30-something dollars.
Damn.
Oh.
Now, it's no shoe-in because something could happen to one of these companies, but stocks are a cool way. And you can kind of watch it, so and you can put a stop on your stocks. So, like, you say, okay, cool. I'm going to invest this much money in the stock market. You can tell your stockbroker, okay, look, if my stock ever drops to this much, I want to put a stop on it, sell it, give me my money out.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, I got you.
You know, right. So you don't ever lose. Like you might say, okay, look, if I ever get down to 3/4 of this or half of this, I need you to put a stop on that. I at least get to get 3/4 or half of my money back. Or I might not want to go past this point right here. Right. You know, you could do things like that. So that's my.
I love that we're talking about stocks and stuff. I love it because
small companies too. Small companies are good things to do. You know, somebody got a T-shirt company just need $20,000 to get it off the ground hopping, and then you catch him. And you never know. One of these cats could flip it into some real things. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just talking small companies. Next question.
We were talking about weed. What is we talking about now?
Hey,
are we talking about weed T-shirts?
You can't even say it.
That's why I don't smoke it, Sharon. That's why I don't smoke it. Because I can't see.
Anybody got another question?
He's done with you.
Yeah, I got a question. I got a serious question though. This is for this is something that's personal that's going mm-hmm. on with me. How do I not only just get rid of people, but how do I find the qualified people to help me grow?
Okay,
like
cool.
Who should you know, we got rid? Question. We talked about getting rid of people. Who do we give the opportunity?
I'm gonna give you an inventory checklist to do, and then an inventory checklist to do. So to get rid of people and how to replace people.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, we'll be back. Junior has a personal question. I'll attend to that, and we got some more of the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back, everybody. We back, and we're talking about 2018. We decided for the next day or so to just talk in a positive direction, just to give you some insight and some thought starters. Now, listen to me. I don't know everything. So all of these things that I'm giving you are just my opinions. From my years of getting it wrong, finally getting it right, made a lot of mistakes, been at every economic level. So I'm able to talk from a place of experience. But like when it comes to money, you know, look, no stock is a guarantee.
Right.
I don't know everything. You know, you put your money in a CD, yeah, something could happen to a CD. Something could happen to a money market. You know, you can put your money in treasury bonds. There's a lot of stuff. You know, people like annuities. I don't. But, right. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, I'm just giving you thought starters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Junior, what's mm-hmm. your next question?
Okay, so we talked about losing people, right? We talked about getting rid of people, the dead weight, carrying all that. We talked about that earlier this morning. Got that. But then, like, for me, like, in business and the people I'm getting rid of, I got to replace them. So who do I get a job to that's going to do the job that's qualified?
Okay, first of all, let's talk about, before we replace people, how do we get rid of people? I created a checklist. This is my own. I didn't get this from nowhere. It's just something I've learned over the years. I have a grading system. I have a black dot, an asterisk, mm-hmm. and a check mark. A black dot, an asterisk, and a check mark. Okay, now, this is the way I use it. Go down, list everybody that's in your life, family, friends, associates, business people, anybody in your life. Every time they call you, something wrong, it's bad news, you can't stand to see their number, put a black dot next to their name.
Okay.
That they don't never encourage you, there's something always wrong. How you doing today? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Okay, put a black dot next to their name. The next thought you want is there anybody in your life that's like they cool with you in some areas, but in some other areas, they not so cool? Mm-hmm. You can take them over here, but you can't take them over there. Mm. You know, you can discuss this with them, but you sure better not bring up that with them.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you can talk to them about certain things, share this with them. Mm-hmm. Some stuff mm-hmm. you can't talk to them. Share. Put an asterisk. Those are 50-50 people.
Okay.
50-50.
Put an asterisk by their name. The next person in your life is every time they call you, they got something good to say. Every time you talk to them, they encourage it. They got a scripture for you. Maybe they just talk to you, man. They try to be supportive. They hear you out. They always upbeat. They see the optimistic people. They see the bright side. They're very positive people. Those people right there, you put a check mark next to their name.
Okay.
Now, go to your iPhone, Android, whatever kind of phone you got. Everybody on your list that has a black dot, delete their name from your phone right now.
Delete
and block.
He was trying to get to that, wasn't
block
he?
It.
Delete and block they damn number.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I got you.
Delete and block they number.
Okay.
Because you don't, that bad news, you don't never need that. Now, these sometimey people, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. delete and block they damn number.
Really? The 50-50 ones? Even make it. The 50-50 ones.
Dog,
okay.
For what?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, a person that's good here and ain't good there, uh-huh. cool with you here, cool with you. Mm-hmm. What, dog? I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because that 50-50, it always come on a day when it's opposite your 50. You having a good day, they have a bad ass day. You ever notice how it don't ever match up?
You don't get the good 50. I get
no.
It.
You block and delete their number.
Okay.
Everybody with a check mark by their number, keep it.
That's what I'm getting at. So, how many people are in your phone?
Five.
I got a lot of numbers.
Carla said five.
I got a lot of numbers.
When you get through deleting the black dot and the 50-50 asterisk, how many is left?
Dog, it ain't that many. See, most of the people in my phone are all business people. Mm-hmm. And the other people in my phone is like people who uplift me. Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, Bishop Kenneth Ulmer, my boy Bishop Geddes down in Carolina that I met on my show. I was at his daughter on Bishop Geddes down there in the Carolinas. This my dude. He always uplifted me. He helped me just, dude, always texting me with good news. Stuff like that. You know, I got some celebrities that don't ever ask me for nothing. You understand? You got to look at your list. If your list is toxic, your phone is toxic. Now, you can't use it. Okay, now, how do you replace those people? Here's what you got to do. First of all, if you can get rid of a person and you don't miss them, what they did, that was excellent. But now, what is it that you really thought they were supposed to do? Or what did you really want from them? So, first of all, you have to determine, number one, where is it you're trying to go in 2018? Where do you want to go? What are your goals and aspirations for 2018? The next, the people that you're even considering to help you move in 2018, ask yourself this one question. Are they currently doing it now, or have they done it before?
Wow. What's that again?
Say that one more time.
Are they currently what?
The people that you are considering putting in your life to help you move through 2018 and get to the next level, ask yourself these two questions. Are they currently doing it right now for themselves or someone else? And have they done it before? The answer is no, do not hire their ass.
Okay.
That's back to Junior's original question.
Listen
to
me. That's why every job application you fill out got that same question on it. Do you have experience?
Yeah.
But we keep hiring people with no experience just because they're going to come in there and work hard. Now, they learning on your check.
Hello.
And all the mistakes you got to pay for with your check.
Yep.
Your career. I did all of
that.
Okay, so I got another one when we come back.
Hey, right. I'm here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Wow. I keep saying it. It's so interesting. I mean, this is the way you should start off each year. Plan the year, you know?
Yeah, you know, Shirley, the reason I'm telling people this, I've learned this the hard way. Now, once again, this is just a system that I've learned. But I've learned this from a lot of big, big people, you know. I've had some people are doing way better than me than shared a lot of this information with me. There's some of the stuff I just had to figure out along the way.
And can I say this, Steve? I've known you for a really, really long time. I've worked with you for a really long time. I have seen you grow into this businessman. You were not this businessman when I first met you. Absolutely
not. In 2000? No. Well, I wasn't even close.
No.
Okay, I've had a lot of bad hires. And I've made a couple of bad hires recently. But remember, you all asked me what was one of my plans for 2018.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got an organizational chart right now in front of me, and I'm plugging new people into it. And there's some people that's in there that's gonna be gone because I'm not taking you anymore. Mm-hmm. Here's the analogy that Butch Lewis taught me when he was living.
Oh, the boxing promoter.
Yeah, Butch Lewis, the fight promoter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Butch Lewis taught me an amazing analogy. He said, when you are trying to start a company, a business, or are you the person that's working in your family? He say, Steve, you on rope. He say, now you got on tatted burlap shorts, you barefoot, you ain't got no shirt on, and you on rope. Now, you seen them gym ropes that you used to climb to the ceiling. You know how thick they are?
Yeah, yeah.
It's made out of burlap. You got one of them connected to a wagon, an old Western wagon with four wheels on it, a flatbed open wagon with sides on it. Mm-hmm. You got no horse. You are the horse. that rope is tied to that wagon, and you got that rope across your shoulder, and it's cutting, and you are pulling uphill. You have people on your wagon that you are responsible for. Some of them are family members, children, business associates, connections. They own your wagon because you climbing to the top. Now, what you hope for is that you have people on your wagon who at least got 1 foot hanging over the side trying to push up with you.
A little bit of help.
Yeah. You know how you skateboard, that one leg push the skateboard before it get on and ride? Hopefully you got some people that's doing that, that get off the wagon every now and then and just try to knock a rock out the way. So when you're pulling up the hill, you ain't at least hitting rocks on this wagon wheel. Maybe if you got a spouse come walk next to you and wipe your brow with a cold sponge rag and pour water in your mouth, feed you, and everybody else on the wagon, but everybody else on the wagon need to be doing some type of footwork to push the wagon up. The wagon heavy anyway.
Yeah.
Then at night when you go to bed, see, you don't get to let the wagon go. You have to take that rope tied around your waist and lay back on the hill and sleep. The wagon's still tied to you. And when you get up in the morning, you got to unwrap that rope and got to get back on your climb with that rope cutting across your shoulder.
Wow.
Here the sad part. Everybody got people on the wagon ain't even pushing, just laying their ass on the wagon.
You're going to get your ass out my wagon.
They just up there laying on the wagon. You know how heavy that wagon is? That's that dead weight you talking about. Come on now.
Wow, now that is a visual right there.
I got another question.
All right. Wow, we'll be back with more of this incredible 2018 show. Way to kick it off. I love it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. All morning long, this has been like informative, insightful, everything. I mean, you know, we're learning 2018 how to kick it off.
Jewels.
Yeah, how to kick it off and how to get in gear, your business life, your financial life, your relationships, whatever it is. This is 2018. Yeah. You had another question for Steve Jr.? Or was it you, Tommy?
It don't matter. I go after him.
You know, I was sitting at home over the break, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my place and I'm thinking about all the stuff that I've accomplished. And I said to myself out loud with nobody in the house, I said, man, I'm supposed to be happier than this. I just sat there with nobody in there. I just said, man, I'm supposed to be happier than this. And all the people that we talked about earlier today. But I want to talk about, Lord, I need some ways to start feeding my spiritual man. I need to figure out what's the best way to go back to God and say, you know what, I made a mistake.
It's just like you said.
Yeah.
See, everybody, if you get a closer walk with God, it'll make this whole thing better. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you say that to some people. Well, I won't know who I got need to meet or talk. You know, I already met him. He created you. So it's a very simple thing. See, but what the devil does is he makes it appear difficult. He makes you address things that you don't need to address before you go to the Lord. No, no, no. Just go just like you are.
Yep.
Just like you are. Broken. Confused.
God already knows anyway.
Dog, he does.
He already knows.
He just waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take the confusion, the lack of understanding. Take the part where you don't know what to do next and just go, Lord, take me and shape me how you want me to look. Make me into who you want me to be. I'm tired of doing it. I need your help. This is where I like to go, but show me the best way to get that. Or better yet, if you got another plan, show that to me. Here's another part. A lot of times when people feel unfulfilled, like you should feel better than this, it's because, man, you got to look at your gratitude. See, gratitude is an incredible asset to your future. But with all you have, you should be grateful for all you have because, man, look at here. You ain't where you was. But if you lose sight of all that you have, all you focus on is what you don't have. And you start blowing it.
And you have to thank him speaking of gratitude, in the good times and the bad, no matter what right. you're going through, man. You still thank him. You're still grateful, you know. All and thank him for big and the small all the time, and consult him. I mean, he's right there. He's all the he's always with you, always. He never leaves you. He never leaves you. So you got to consider that as well. He's right here, right now. You know,
all day, because there's some spiritually gifted people out there who could probably give you a better answer. But what I've always done, man,
let's keep it simple.
Is I just get right down to it.
Yep,
I ain't nothing without him. I've come to that conclusion.
Amen.
So I'm cool with knowing that. I would be lost if he wasn't in my life, and no way I would be here.
Right.
So the more I confide in him, the more help, then the better I feel. See, take it off your shoulders and give it to him. He handled problems way better than you do.
Woo, what a day. We'll come back to close out the show with just one more thing in Steve's closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are to close out the show with just one more thing. Wow, I feel like I've been to church, been to school.
Seminar,
yes,
everything.
Yes, everything, right?
It's been a good day, yeah. baby.
It's been a great day. It's been a great
day. A lot
day.
Of knowledge today.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Very
yeah.
helpful day.
Yeah. So let's do closing remarks right now in that light right there.
Okay.
I just keep it right there because what Junior was talking about, and he shared with this off the air, was he said, I feel like I should be happier right now than mm-hmm. I am with all I've accomplished and all I have. And he is grateful for his position.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me it all the time. But he said the one thing that he finally had to come to the realization, he got so many people pulling at him. Mm-hmm. See, it's hard at the top, man. It's like Will Smith told me this one time. We just talking backstage. He said, hey, man, you got to understand, Steve. He said, it's like a huge desert out here. And you over there on this island with these palm trees and waterfalls. He said, everybody on that desert want to come over there.
Yeah.
He said, but it ain't no room over there for everybody. He said, but you can't get mad at them for wanting to come over there.
Hmm.
He said, but they over there. So what I decided was, and what I found out from talking to other very successful people, that being famous is like living in a big, pretty prison. So what I had to do was I had to put up walls. Because I can't stop having this island with this oasis on it. I like palm trees and waterfalls. So I can't not have it because too many people want over there. So I had to put some walls up. You got to get some walls. You got to get a gate. You got to get some fences. It's like, man, if you live in the hood and you want your yard to be nice, you got to fence it.
Hmm. Yeah, you do.
Because they'll mess up your grass like they do everybody else's grass.
Park on it, yeah.
You got to fence it, man. See, if you got that house up there by the school and you're on the corner lot, if you don't fence that right there, them kids going to cut cross to cut that corner off and mess up your grass. It don't make you messed up for putting up your fence to protect your yard. You just got to put up your fences. And the reason that you have to not give all your money away every time somebody asks you for it is because of something my father taught me, and I've said it 100 times on this show. He says, son, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them.
Hmm.
Now, you keep giving yours away.
Hmm.
And to all y'all sitting up there with nothing. Now, who winning now?
Mm.
Where they going to be? All them phone calls you getting, where they going to come from? I mean, when you thought you was all that when you was over there with Steve. See, that's what you going to hear.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, because I
after you done helped him.
Oh,
yes.
brother.
Mm-hmm.
After you done helped him, man.
Yes, Tommy.
Oh, brother.
Keep it
100. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, when you had all them cars and everything, what happened, man? You fell off a little bit.
Yeah.
See?
Dog, I've heard all of this along the way. When I left radio in L.A. 2005.
Remember it well.
Steve done fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Steve ain't nothing. Man, Steve out of TV, he just doing radio up in New York. Dog, he ain't nothing, man. He done fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, I have some very, very famous people say, man, you got to be told a dude I know, man. I know he got to be tripping because look at you and look at him.
Mm.
They didn't know the whole time I was all right.
I wasn't where I was, but I was on a new path.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I've been hearing my whole life, you ain't nothing, you about to fall off. You went up there to see Trump. What you do that, man, they going to ruin you. You said the wrong name of Miss Universe. It's over with for you. Man, you set up and you wrote this joke about these people. They finna take you off the air. You know how many people talk? You know how many times they wrote me off? I just keep on, man. I keep on and I keep on and I keep on and I keep on. I keep talking about that God that created me. I keep talking about that God that holds me. Isaiah 54:17, when it's all going wrong around me. That Isaiah 43:1-2, that I can walk through the rivers and not be overcome. That I can walk through the fire and will not get burned, nor will kindling set upon my clothing. I done memorized these scriptures because I done needed them. See, God is available and his word is there for us to comfort us when we ain't got nowhere else to go. When your money can't fix the situation, God's word is there.
Lean on it.
His promises is there. Because I'm going to tell you, man, money can't fix everything.
Amen.
Matter of fact, money bring you some stuff you really want to put back. You know, Biggie said it best. More money, more problems.
More problems.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't never lied about that. I'm telling you, it's true. Now, I said that to a partner one time. I said, hey, man, more money, more problems. He said, well, I need you to go and see what them problems is. I need to go because I don't know. Because I done mastered seen the other ones without it. So I wants to go see the money problems. And so, you know, man, it's just looking at it, man. And it's just everybody out there going through something. Mm-hmm. You have to keep pressing forward and just become the best person you can. But do not be afraid to cut people out your life.
Come on.
Lose your fear and your sense of guilt from having to carry people who it ain't your job. Them ain't your children, man. And it's even at a point where you can't carry your children. And see, all my kids, they about at that damn point now. They about at that point. See, my kids old enough now. What? Dad, I need a minute. I ain't got time right now. Everything all right? Emergency? You in the hospital or something? No. All right? Work it out.
Yeah.
It ain't your job, man, to carry a grown person nowhere. Cut them out your life. Make your life a lot simpler. Y'all have a good weekend, man.
What? Oh, I got to say happy birthday to my husband, Nestor.
Well, that's about time.
Happy birthday before we get out of here. I love you, honey. You know I love you so very much. And happy anniversary.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.